You're listening to the audio production of Who's Pushing Your Buttons? Handling the Difficult People in Your Life by John Townsend, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by the author.
Who's Pushing Your Buttons? Handling the Difficult People in Your Life by Dr. John Townsend. Introduction. Have buttons, we'll push. Let's begin with a little reality check. Are you in a relationship with someone which often results in you feeling significant amounts of the following? Frustration, helplessness, fear, alienation and isolation, anxiety, out of control, unloved, guilt, confusion, anger. This is not a complete list by any means, but if you find yourself here, it may convey that something in this relationship causes significant problems for you and perhaps for others as well. It is as if aspects of that person's behavior and words or attitudes have the power and capacity to change your own mood and your happiness and even your quality of life. It could certainly be that these reactions are more about you than the other person, and that is always something to check out, for example, by seeing if the safe and sane people in your life have similar reactions to this person or by asking others for feedback about your own style of relating. But if it is true that that person is an objective reality doing lots of crazy-making or even destructive things in your relationship, you may be dealing with a button pusher. Now, what's a button pusher? It's someone who causes many negative reactions in his relationships. And there are two parts to the equation: the button pusher's crazy-making tendencies plus your own vulnerabilities to him or her. The material in this book has been designed to give you the tools to not only understand your situation, but also to develop an approach to the relationship to both influence that difficult person in your own life to change, but also to help him change and grow also. Let's look at some examples from life that can flesh out this picture. The dinner from misery. My wife Barbie said to me one evening, "Linda and Jim invited us to dinner. Let's do it." And I was up for it. I liked Linda. I'd never met her husband Jim, but dinner sounded okay to me. So calls were placed and plans made, and within a couple of weeks, we were at their home. As we talked over dinner, I liked Linda even more. She was warm, intelligent, and funny. She was easy to get to know and was one of those people who naturally reaches out and puts people at ease. Jim, however, was another matter. While he did seem to make an effort to get to know us, it was sort of a bumpy ride. Jim just said and did things that made it very difficult to be in the same room with him for any extended period of time. For example, when Linda was telling us how they met, Jim interrupted her in mid-sentence. "Crying out loud, Linda, tell the story right," he said. "It wasn't that restaurant, it was the Italian one. Here's what really happened." Then he simply finished the story from his own point of view, which...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?